Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What you want to read on holiday, like with absorption.
It's a navy blazer. Yeah. But it's so much more. No,
than yeah.
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlux podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlux Team Podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Tor West and Polly Sayer. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Nice.
This is nice.
It's nice.
Gosh, I feel really left out. You two are wearing matching shoes.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said matching outfits.
I was like, very not much
not that. No, like, I feel like I... Shoes. Yeah, do you not have cold feet?
No.
You could say
if you do.
I actually don't, but also even if I did, I'm getting my money's worth.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So we're both wearing the Chanel sandals. Mine are silver. Polly's are black suede. I'm nervous that I'm going to wear mine like into the ground quite quickly. I'm wearing them a lot.
Well, I wore mine like every day last summer and I'm still wearing them this summer. So I don't know. I feel like...
Also, like in terms of like as sandals go, and I'm no expert, guys, but... They're not like flimsy.
No, they're pretty hard wearing.
They're going to give you a lot of wear.
Yeah,
I think so too. Mine, I need to take to the restory because there's a little bit that's just my other pair that are kind of coming away. But actually, do you know what? The sole has remained fairly intact.
They look like pristine.
Well, these are new ones. I bought them this season.
That's exactly why.
They look so good.
I thought you said a bit coming off.
But I'm really impressed because they're
suede. She's got two pairs.
Right. She's got two pairs. Like, someone's like, how many pairs do you have? And I was like, just two, babe.
Just the two. <Dick. laughs>
Anyway,
Georgie played a practical joke.
Oh, ha-ha, such
a prankster on both of us a few weeks ago. We both got WhatsApps on a Saturday afternoon of her wearing the white ones, which she has, I mean, ridiculed Polly for.
Yeah, ripped me a new one for those last year. Like, and she sent me this photo. I'd had a few like Aperol spritzes at the time. It was like the bank holiday or something. And she just sent me this photo of her foot in a Chanel sandal. And I just lost my shit. I was like, guys! And the people I was with like didn't really get it. And I was like, my boss has absolutely rinsed me. And then they were like, I don't care. Anyway, she was just like, joke. But like, if I were to buy a pair of Chanel sandals, this would be the pair. And I was like, haha, very good.
She obviously played the trick on everyone. She sent it to me as well.
Different people.
And I was literally, my first response was, you have to tell Polly. Are you joking?
So funny.
Yeah, know, she's like, joke, I'm obviously buying some slingbacks instead. Yeah. I was like,
They're not for everyone, are they?
They're not for everyone.
She couldn't possibly go back on it now anyway.
No, absolutely. But I did fall for it.
They're cool, aren't they?
I absolutely love them.
I really
like them.
Yeah. My mum hates them. She literally can't get her head around them and thinks that she calls them orthopedic sandals.
They are quite orthopedic.
She's just jealous.
Yeah, she probably is just.
She's 100%.
I don't think she's jealous at all. I think she's just like, doesn't understand. But I'm just like, you know what? It's comfortable.
You do.
I think they're cool.
I think they're really cool
and
as
that's
well.
That's what matters.
How was everyone's bank holidays?
Lovely, thanks.
What did you do?
Quite a quiet one. I feel like it really sprung up on me.
Post-Easter, I think everybody was like,
I feel like I didn't really like deserve it in a way. I was like...
don't deserve it.
No, but I was
you
like...
deserve it too. Have a rest. Have another day.
No, but I just felt like I wasn't like ready for it. I hadn't like nearly planned.
No, yeah, and actually same.
It was one of those weekends. I think the weather wasn't great. Mm. And all the plans we had were like really spontaneous, like on the day kind of things, which I actually really enjoyed as well.
That's really nice.
Very chilled, really.
Did you do anything of note?
Just... I say the most of note thing was lots of cooking on the barbecue. We had barbecue Friday night, Saturday night, and Monday night.
Oh, what's
so
make?
British of you, isn't
That's
it?
That's very British.
I mean, how bankroll is that? I'm going to barbecue every damn day, even if the weather isn't that great.
We barbecued New Year's Eve as well.
Did you?
Yeah, Tim is like really into it.
Okay.
And he like follows, his Instagram is just like all these amazing like American accounts.
Okay, what barbecue do you have?
Just a classic Weber charcoal one.
Yeah.
Nothing, not like your green egg, like nothing fancy.
Yeah, yeah, but we're those idiots who like have a green egg and aren't great with it. Like we haven't been that experimental.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send you some accounts to follow.
Yeah, please do. So what did you make this
evening? On Friday night, we kept it really simple. Because the thing is, it's just, once it's on, it's so easy and you can just do everything on there. Mm. You can even throw on a little banana and some leftover Rooster chocolate.
Oh, goodness, that is. Is that what you wrap it in foil?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is so good.
So good. Like, just... so good.
I want to do it again now, actually.
And if you've got all the accessories, like the trays, and you can just make anything. Yeah. Like, so Friday night, we just did really basic like sausages, and I did some really nice chicken thighs, marinated in like a miso and soy sauce and honey thing. It was delicious. Nice. So good. Saturday, I bought some whole trouts, which are really nice, with a really nice aubergine and halloumi salad on the barbecue.
Delish.
And then last night, we did a roast chicken, but we put like a can of beer up its
bun. Oh my
God,
that is my favourite kind of chicken. Beer can chicken.
It literally like, we went to carve it, you could like ripped it with your hands.
Really? It's incredible.
It was like the moistest chicken.
Sounds great though.
That sounds amazing.
So good.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
Really nice.
And also Tim just loves it, so.
Great. Yeah, don't complain.
Do you know, I did a cooking course the other day and I've been telling everyone this. I found out the reason why you rest meat. Do you know the reason why?
No,
I didn't know. I always thought it was just like something you could skip, and you obviously can't skip it. But apparently it's because like when a piece of meat comes out of the oven, it's full of all the juices, and if you immediately cut into them, all the juices just release. So you have to like rest it in order to keep it nice and succulent and moist.
Keep all the juices in.
Right. Mm. And I was just like, God, I'm never going to skip resting again.
What cooking class did you do?
So I went to Time with Sefin, and they sort of took us there to do some photos, but also it was a cookery school originally, wasn't it?
Yes.
So they did a cooking course for us, which was so fun. Heavenly. And I'm not a very good cook, and I love like learning how to chop things properly, which sounds so lame, but I was just like, wow, I feel like such a pro. And the guy that ran it was like super nice, made this incredible like garlic aioli that he gave us to take away, which was insane. But yeah, it was really fun. Really enjoyed
Lovely.
It.
So fun. I'd love to do a cooking course.
I think you can still, I think you can book them at Time, can't you?
Yeah, I think he does them like regularly. Yeah. But it was actually just like a really nice way to spend the afternoon. And then we ate what we had cooked, obviously.
Oh,
yeah,
so satisfying. Nice.
Yeah, really satisfying. And like all the herbs and stuff were like obviously grown on site. So we went out and like took all the herbs that we were going to put in the meal. Like
so wholesome.
Wholesome, isn't
good
it?
Good stuff.
Not as good as my veg patch.
However, we're going to get to the questions in a bit, but there are definitely questions asking how your vegetable patch is coming along.
Oh, it's a hot topic.
Yeah, it is.
Not as good as the herbs in the Time garden, put it that way.
No, but is it coming?
Slowly.
Okay.
Slowly but surely.
We'll update in like a month.
Yeah, it's a bit early to tell.
Maybe next summer? No. Polly, what did you do over the bank holiday? Time was Friday.
Again, like I felt like I was pretty surprised that we had another day off, so I didn't make many plans. We went on a nice boat trip, and I spent 3 hours of my life building a chest of drawers that does not fit in my alcove, and I don't want to talk about it. But that was my lasting memory of the evening yesterday. So I just like ate chocolate because I just finished this chest of drawers. I was like, I cannot end the weekend on such a low. Mm. So I then proceeded to like eat 3 puddings to kind of be like, I've got to end on a high.
That's
something good.
That's absolutely acceptable.
Yeah, I think so too. What about you, Charlotte?
I have like always considered myself an extrovert, like not somebody who needs quiet time or who needs the downtime at all. But by the end of last week, I had a work lunch on Friday, and I got in a cab to leave, and I was like, I'm at zero. Like I have literally nothing more to give to anybody. I just was like, I'm done. Like, I don't know. I guess we'd had the hen and we were traveling and maybe just like, because of the pandemic, I just have way less energy / need more alone time now. I don't know. It's really...
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, I've like really noticed a change. And I just... A lot of my, you know, my job and my life is very like, like switch it on. And I just was like, no, I'm officially done. So we did nothing.
Lovely.
We had... Yeah, it was honestly so nice. I just wanted to hang out with Ben, hang out with the dog, have lions. We also cooked loads, which was really lovely. We had friends over for a barbecue Monday at like 4. So that was our first activity of the weekend. Other than that, it was
so, nice.
So low-key, and
good.
Nice. I really needed it. I feel so much better
but like
for
that's
it.
That's actually what so many people have done, because obviously like the Easter bank holiday, I feel like you cram in loads of stuff, and then we've got this like bonus bank holiday, and you're like, oh, maybe I'll just keep
it
chill.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who did anything like really particularly wild. Interesting, but yeah, agreed. Yeah. We also barbecued, made some good food.
Did you do meat or fish?
We did, yeah. So I'm quite anti like a trad barbecue. So we did do yesterday. So we had people for barbecue yesterday. And so we did, because Ben was on barbecue duty and that's just easier, we did do burgers and sausages and stuff. But like, I do really strongly believe that that entertaining with a barbecue could be like a lovely big piece of fish. Or, you know, it doesn't always have to be like all the meat you could possibly buy on the barbie.
I so agree. Yes. I so agree.
So I did lots of big salads with it as well.
That's
to
nice.
Keep it a bit more refined. Yeah. I did one salad. I made it up, guys. Quite pleased with myself.
Ooh.
I did charred corn. I did...
You know what? Corn is so good.
It's honestly the
I
best in a salad. Charred corn, peach, peas, chickpeas, like I like roasted chickpeas and some harissa, like nice and crunchy. Red onion, lamb's lettuce.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
Honestly, I was so pleased with myself. Bit of feta on top.
Some mint. That sounds
so good.
So good. Yeah, I was really pleased with myself.
That sounds really nice.
Also, my new favourite cooking hack is for people like, this is my posh potato salad. I just do roast potatoes, but I roast like baby ones, so they're really low maintenance. A tub of tzatziki, mix it all together.
That's a good one.
So good, isn't it?
It's life. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my weekend. Anyone got anything to recommend before we move on to questions?
Yes. So I would love to recommend Make or Break, which is on Apple TV. I'm slightly biased because my friend Darren is a producer, director, and he worked on it for a long time, flying to like Hawaii, Australia, whatever. But it's basically about surfing. So if you loved Cheer on Netflix, right? So I don't feel like you have to love surfing in order to enjoy this, because it's amazing how immersed you get into that world and finding out about it, the drama, all sorts. It's just really, really fascinating. I knew nothing really about surfing beforehand, but I just think it's really, really cool. And there's like, you know, some shark attacks. Ooh. There's like how the scoring system works is really interesting. And
it's like Drive to Survive, but for surfing.
That's another kind of, I was like, well, there's another show that's kind of like
that.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, there's the NFL one as well, isn't
exactly,
there?
Exactly, yeah. So I think they're obviously trying to sort of replicate that, but for surfing. But if you did love Drive to Survive or Cheer or anything like that, then I would really recommend watching that. It's very good fun.
I think anybody, but people, the reason those are so successful and the reason that people who aren't necessarily into the sport still like them is because it's just so interesting seeing
someone who's so talented in something you're just never picture.
It's a whole other world.
And just watching people go through like, you know, waves, like, you know, where they curl over like that and they come out the other side and you're just like, wow, that's insane. Like I've tried surfing once and I mean it's so much harder than it looks, isn't it? They make it look so easy. That's really cool. Really cool.
I might watch that actually.
Do
a new documentary.
Also like kind of ticks the boxes of learning something, but also kind of lighthearted.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's at times not lighthearted.
But as in like not like, you don't have like much of a storyline.
It's quite full on at times. But you know, there's like female surfers and how, you know, they talk about it being a really like sort of sexist sport. And there's one like particularly hardcore area that people surf in for competitions that like historically like women have not been allowed to surf in until like this particular year. And I actually felt like quite emotional watching a lot of it. And so did Matt. Like, we're like, that's amazing. Like, you know, these women get the opportunity. Mm. And so it's like wholesome, exciting, quite emotional at times. So it really ticks every box.
Great.
Love that.
I'm going to watch that. Thanks. Apple TV every week.
Yeah.
They're coming in with the Apple TV.
Yeah, I know. They're really up in the game.
They are.
Tor? Quite the opposite. And I'm very late to the party watching this, but The Missing. Has anyone watched it?
No.
Because I feel like there's always new stuff out. And actually sometimes if you just go back and see what, you know, like old series, you can find some real gems. Mm. And a kind of a psychological thriller is one that me and Tim both enjoy. Okay. Kind of, there's not much we both enjoy watching. But this, The Missing, is so good. I think there's three series now. We watched the first one. It's from like 2014, so it's quite old.
Yeah.
But it's really good. And it deals with, like, it's about a little boy who gets abducted and taken away. And then I don't want to like have any spoilers. And they kind of go down the path of, you know, he was taken away, he was like abused and stuff. And there's a lot about that. And then it kind of, it's not about that in the end.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so good. It's one of the best things I've watched in a really long
time.
Really? Yeah.
Where do you watch it?
It was on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it was on Netflix. And it's with James Nesbitt, and he's like the main, he's the dad to the main character. It's just
I remember. Was it a BBC series?
It was on BBC One, in 2014.
I feel like people have recommended it a lot over the years. I need to give it a go.
Yeah, do. Yeah, it's quite a hard watch, but it's bloody good.
We've done a lot of wishing on over the last few weeks, so I thought we would pay some real attention to questions, because we've got loads. We're going to just try and fire through. I mean, this is the amount of questions we've got today.
Okay,
this is just oh my god, that's just my own Instagram. Jeez. Okay,
we're gonna. Charlotte, oh my god!
I know, right, we're gonna try and fire through these as best we can. Okay. There's a lot, so
fun.
Let's give it a go. Natasha has asked, "What investment pieces are you making Polly, I'm going to come to you. What's next on your hit list?
What's next?
Talk about your Gucci shoes for a second.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that was like probably my most recent investment purchase.
Was that your most spontaneous purchase ever?
It felt very spontaneous. So I was in the Threads office and they were doing a little, you know, sale on some pieces that they needed to shift, I guess. And these little...
You shifted them right into your wardrobe.
They shifted them right into my basket. They're like a little 90s kitten heel sling back, and they have the Gucci like GG logo in like little diamantes, don't know how to say it, which sounds really tacky.
No, they're
but
amazing.
They are so cool, and the heel is like a really, really kitten heel, like quite tiny. And I don't know, I don't really wear heels, I don't really wear like fancy shoes very often, but it felt like a real Cinderella moment. They had them in a 38, I'm a 39. I was like, I'll just try them on because like, I just want to see what they look like. They fit me. And I was like, oh, the shoe fits. And they were doing a really good deal on them. And I just feel like I need a little evening shoe that I'm going to be comfortable in, but it's just going to add a little summon to my wardrobe. And that has completely filled that gap.
I feel like they're so glam that they are perfect with like jeans.
Yeah, yeah. I like worn with a pair of jeans and they just like dress it up a little bit, but like with a little slip dress and a blazer, I can just, I'm really excited to wear them over the next like however long. And I think I'm going to have them forever. So they're like quite a classic shape.
Or like
quite
grown up.
Like very grown up, yeah. So
love that.
That's my little investment of late.
Tor, anything on your hit list?
Fashion, no. House? Yes.
What are you buying?
I feel like I can't justify spending a lot of money on clothes at the moment.
Oh, I
just can't. Like, I have such boring life things to sort out.
Yeah.
Also, like, smashed up our car the other day and that was me.
Yeah. Wow.
I reversed into a skip.
Oh,
no. Oh my God, it's sickening when you do that.
Literally, I have PTSD from it because I still, when I hear the parking sensors go, I literally, my heart like
sets
off. I know, anyway. And then I wasn't allowed to claim the insurance. That cost me an absolute leg. So I feel very sad about that.
Okay. Investing in a fixed boot.
Yeah. Just got loads going on in the house, really. We're kind of phase two of like painting and sorting out of the annex, which is going to be like a gym / games room kind of thing.
Cool.
So yeah, kind of thinking about that, okay. Which is fun.
Any big purchases on the horizon for the house?
Nothing like fun. Like, it's not like fun things. It's like bills,
walls,
like a bathroom, walls, paint,
snooze,
like, you know, flooring, carpets.
Okay.
How boring is that?
Yeah, but it is fun.
It's all
amounts
so
to something fun.
Exactly.
But it's a boring thing to pay for.
Exactly. But I've got so many weddings coming up, and I have been looking. Actually, you Instagrammed about Nobody's Child.
Yes.
And I was looking at these lovely dresses and I was like, they are so nice, but for my wedding this summer, I'm gonna rent, I've decided.
Yeah.
I could spend £80 on a dress that I probably wear once and I probably won't like it again.
Yeah.
Or I could spend a bit less on a rental dress that I really love.
Yes to that.
Yeah,
great.
I'm all for that.
I can't remember if I said this on the podcast already, but I rented, you know, the Seeker dress that you wore in that shoot last year. For listeners, it's an amazing, huge skirted kind of, is it stripy? With like a kind of little cap sleevey frill.
I don't know, it's stripy. It's a fun print though, isn't it? I'm just trying to remember. I think it might be in my
Anyway, it's on her and it's from Sika, Sika, and
kind of
a wedding in LA. So like, if you don't know what the vibe is and I don't really know anyone going, it's quite a safe dress. I mean, it's like a bold dress,
but it's safe
in terms of like, if it's really smart, it'll be fine. But if it's quite casual, it'll also be fine.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah.
And is her, sorry, I'm giving you a question now. Is her the best platform, do you think, in terms of rental?
I think so personally.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Can I tell you my tip for her is to filter, but on the left-hand side
managed
where the filters are, managed stock.
Yeah.
So that is the stuff that they have. So it means you're not borrowing peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer is obviously a little more complicated when somebody's posting out to you. Whereas if you're doing it through them and the stuff that they have, it's a bit more like dealing with a normal company.
Yeah, I think like that's a good starting point. If you've never rented before and you're a bit nervous about it, go manage stock, because then you don't have to worry about like I'm sure everyone sends it on time, blah, 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 blah. But like, you know, just to take away that risk of someone like sending you it late or like, you know, it's dirty or whatever, but like, you know, if it's from her and they manage it, they're going to send it on time.
Well, then also you have like a prepaid returns label and stuff, whereas I did it recently and it wasn't managed stock and I really kicked myself. It was like £11 to send back.
Yeah.
The girl was really annoying. I didn't even end up wearing it. Like, it was that type of renting is not for me, whereas her allow you to do it. This isn't an app, by the way, but her do allow you to do it. You know, through them, which is like dealing with a shop and like normal
and
people.
To be fair, also Endless Wardrobe is worth a look. They're sort of range is maybe not quite as extensive as her, but they do, theirs is like their own stock, if you know what I mean. So
Similar experience.
Yeah, similar experience. And they do have some nice dresses on there, like Della Valle on there as well, which
cool.
is really
okay,
nice.
I'm gonna have a look.
Yeah,
Della Valle has some excellent, there's amazing. A yellow one. Have you seen it?
I think
oh my
see.
God, this insane dress for weddings.
Yeah.
But it was out of stock, but it was amazing.
That's a shame.
Weekly / monthly beauty maintenance. What do you do every week, Polly?
Not every week, but every other week I get a manicure without fail.
Every other week. I feel like we're all quite gel money girls.
Yeah, which I know like some people say, oh, you shouldn't back to back on shellac monies, but I'm just like, you know what? That's when I feel my best.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I'm so annoyed with myself. So might have been really strong with shellac for like weeks and weeks and weeks. And then I had somebody come to my house and it was so stupid. It was my own fault, but I allowed her to remove them with the
machine
and not soak them off. And it was so stupid. I bent one back yesterday. Oh, all the way. And you know when you're like, oh my God, how long is this going to take to recover now? Yeah. I'm so annoyed with myself.
Do you go to Lady J?
I will, yeah.
They ask them for like the nail, the strong
recovery
base.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's insane. And my nails are really weak underneath. Yeah. And I put it on. They're very weak. You put this on. Insane. Awesome.
Okay, that's really good to know. Thank you. I'm just so annoyed. You know when you feel how well they were doing and then suddenly they were paper thin. I was like, oh that's my own fault. Yeah. Anyway. Mm. Anything else that you do weekly? Monthly?
Does tanning count? Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think I tan like once a week at least. Yeah. I don't know. I bear by vogue, we've mentioned it a lot. Mm. Does the job, doesn't it?
It really does.
What about you guys?
I say weekly hair mask.
Oh, good. Yeah, yes. Me too.
Do you? That's good. What do you use?
You go first.
I love is it Gisou? Gisou?
Oh, yeah.
It's like in a really big pot and it smells like honey.
That is very Luxe Girl of you. They all love that stuff.
So you sound surprised.
No, I mean, you're so trendy.
Yeah, it's a lovely product, like really like makes your hair really nice.
Yeah,
that's what do you use hair mask?
I use Michael Van Klart's Lifesaver. Like it's Lifesaver. I started using it when I took my extensions out last January, like quite religiously. Like my hair is like hardly lustrous along, but it's in so much better condition for using that, and I love it. It's really, really good.
Hair mask is really good. You use a hair mask, Charlotte?
I have an Olaplex one. I'm really low maintenance on my hair care, but I probably should get a lot better at it.
No.
So
well, if you don't
I do sometimes use the Olaplex one. Sometimes. Not as much as I should. Anything else you do on the regs tour?
I actually, Becky wrote a feature a couple of weeks ago about body brushing, and I am now body brushing every day, and I'm on like a mission.
Okay, and like, can you see a difference?
Don't know yet, but it feels so good. Feels so good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really painful.
Oh, it's so painful, but it's like good pain.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a cold, like, and again, like cold water, you're like, oh my God, shit. And then afterwards, you're like, oh
I feel great.
I'm
really trying to blast with ice water after every shower, and I just cannot not hyperventilate. I know that's the whole thing.
Well, actually, Liz Earle did a really good post yesterday on Instagram about like how you can work your way up to it.
Okay.
And she said, even starting, like, just you can start really small.
Yeah.
So literally start with the soles of your feet, and then literally work up.
Okay, so don't start.
So don't head go, like, under. Head under. You can like just work up, do your bottom legs, then do your thighs, and then like work up.
Okay, that's what I need to do. She has some excellent wellness tips, Lizelle.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Really great.
She's
my mum turned me on to her in lockdown.
Yeah, yeah, she's also like a fountain of knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be me when I'm 60.
Yeah, we'll be time right. Okay, fine. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, does that count as something I do every day? I literally try and do it every day. And every
yeah,
day
that's definitely a routine. 100%.
Yeah, I'm just trying. It's supposed to be sick of your immune system.
Yeah. Everything. And your brain, everything.
Yeah, everything.
I'll try that.
Okay. Somebody... Places to eat in Seville. Have you been to Seville?
That's really funny. Someone can obviously read my browsing history. We are looking at going to Seville this year.
Funny.
From my research, I would, and knowing Spain, I would say we do not go in the summer because it's inland.
Stinking hot, right?
Yeah. I would go kind of Easter, maybe, or October.
Yes, agreed.
But eat anytime.
Can't help with places to eat.
Yeah, can't help. No.
Sorry.
I've never been. I'm going to Madrid next week.
Are you?
Me, Lou and Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Off on a little jaunt.
Madrid is so great.
Never been.
Oh.
Never been. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
It's very smart.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a London type city,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it's like, well, not that I know Paris very well, but I'd say it's kind
okay.
of equivalent.
Yeah, it's not like Barcelona.
Exactly.
It's not a beach city, is it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do there?
We're filming a little BTS special.
Ooh,
there.
So
a shopping BTS special, which is quite exciting.
Stay tuned,
exactly. Yeah, we've got a lovely hotel, but
where are you staying?
Staying at the New Edition.
Amazing.
Which looks
really cool.
Really
yeah.
cool. And yeah, we're filming for El Corte Inglés. We're basically going to showcase what an easy, lovely girls' weekend it is.
Do you know what El Corte Inglés means?
No, I actually don't.
The English cut.
Yeah. English what?
Cut.
Cut. Like, what does that mean?
Don't know.
Oh, that just means
I don't know.
English cut.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I've only ever been to the Mallorca one, obviously.
Probably a bit different.
Yeah, which is quite like Phoenix vibes. But my understanding of the Madrid one is it's quite like Harvey Nick Selfridge's vibes.
Yeah. Ooh, lovely.
Excited.
The bit down is it, yeah, there's parts of it that are like a bit okay. rank.
You lived in Madrid, didn't you?
I lived in Barcelona, but I've got family in Madrid.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, if you've got any recommendations, Spanish. Yeah, I'm sure. I'll like dig out an email or something.
Please do. If you have any recommendations,
there's one place I can recommend you.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Obviously, we'll it'll all be on BTS anyway. Mm-hmm. But once we're back, we'll share all the recs. Okay. Oh, there's so many questions that would be so good to really delve into. Tour. Somebody says tour. Any Dublin recommendations for a solo trip? Thank you. We didn't talk about Dublin.
Oh my god. Also, I had so many messages when I was out there, being like, from Irish people, being like, enjoy Dublin, and it was so nice. Aww. So thank you.
Well, they're friendly people.
And so
aren't
many
they?
Recommendations. And gosh. I even got spotted by a lady. I kind of was in a bar, and I got back to the hotel, and I looked at my phone, and like a little message like, "Oh, I just gutted you left. I was going to come and say hello. Aww. I was like, oh, you should have come.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice. I think we have got a bit of an Irish,
a massive,
there,
massive Irish contingency. Oh, Dublin was amazing. Loved it. Some really cool spots. I found it very expensive, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's euros, and it's just it was spenny but lovely.
Anywhere in particular you'd recommend
to eat?
Yeah, or to.
Anything. I thought the Guinness, I mean, so basic, but it was, and I don't like Guinness really, but it was fascinating. It was such an insight into Irish culture and just how it's such a huge part of their economy and their culture. So that was a must.
Everyone says it tastes better when you're there. Did
I bet
find
that's
that?
True. I really don't like beer.
Oh, fair. They probably don't like it then.
That's a no.
It's just, it's so bitter.
Yeah,
I don't. I can't.
I had like half, but like
for me personally. But I would be definitely open to trying it
there.
If I went to Ireland. That would be cool.
Yeah, awesome city. It was also a really good spot that one of our listeners had recommended me, called Eto. I think it was E-T-T-O or E-T-O. I can't remember. Really nice vibes, like kind of your classic like neighborhood restaurant.
Cool.
Like,
lovely.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Yep. This person's asked for a solo trip, but I mean anyway,
a solo trip.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do they want recommendations?
Yeah, or, but you went there. So
we stayed in the Wilder townhouse, which I say is actually probably really nice on your own because it was quite tucked away, quite quiet. You wouldn't feel like a loser on your own there.
Love that.
You know?
Great recommendation. So dry, but can you discuss work email sign-offs? My regards, best wishes. I'm here for the chat. This
can
is
I
not dry.
So here for it, yeah. I have a problem with people who say best.
Me too.
Best
oh my god.
Passag. Best is so passag. Yeah.
And it's just like really, for me, it's a bit like lazy. Best what?
Yeah.
Like,
Where's the wishes?
Best. Do you know what? Matt, my husband, signs off all his emails with best, like at work and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
And no. I hate it, like, about him. No offense, Matt. He's obviously not going to listen to us. So when we work together, and he would like sign off his emails, be like, best Matt. Just used to fuck me off, you know?
And I'm not just saying this because you're saying this, but is it different coming from a guy, best Matt?
Yeah, well, men generally have a more curt email.
Yeah,
manner,
I feel that.
Don't they?
I feel it's
curt.
A little bit different. In our industry especially, it's all like kisses and
thanks, honey.
Best Polly. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but
like,
yeah. Well, by damn wrong.
Yeah. But Ben literally dies at how we sign off emails.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Because the sheer luck's culture is this, that we put a kiss after every email. And so therefore, when you don't, it feels really...
I think it's also like a, I don't know, like a fashion PR. That's that is the 100%. The etiquette. You do like, hey, hon, or like, thanks, and like kiss. Definitely a kiss. And like, I know there are a lot of industries where putting a kiss on the end of an email would be what are you doing?
You are fired.
So I don't know. For me, I like a thanks, Polly, kiss, or just a...
Oh, I think thanks is a bit... not warm enough.
Oh no, I, well actually, if I'm being honest, I go, thanks so much. And then
it depends on my mood. Yeah. If I'm in a bad mood, thanks. If I'm, thanks so much, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
I'm just a many thanks kind of gal.
Many
and then
I'll
put an exclamation mark after the many thanks if I'm being warm.
To me, many thanks is maybe a bit passag. It's been like, many thanks.
Oh, that's quite formal. Oh, I say many thanks all the time. Or I say best wishes.
Yeah, I don't like best wishes.
If I don't know them so well, best wishes.
And the very, very worst is regards. Isn't it? Let's be honest. Well,
I do regards. Sometimes say kind regards.
No, but kind regards is okay. Regards.
I think
not
kind
okay.
regards is my most formal. Like if it's someone I don't know, or like, and I'm really asking for something.
KR.
No, oh, that's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
KR.
KR.
That is so unacceptable. Yeah.
I think it's not a thing in like our industry, but certainly in others.
It's so lazy.
It's very lazy.
Matt, if you really hate typing it out, then just put it in your signature.
So yeah. Matt also puts thanks, but he does it TKS. A lot of the time, I'm like, no, honey, that's
doesn't
not
Georgia
okay.
Doesn't Georgia do that?
Yeah, Georgia does like an abbreviation.
Oh, God. Thanks. There we are. It's like, is it that much more effort?
It's not that
just
hard.
Just like type it out.
It's not hard.
There we are. I've tried to tell him many times, but.
Do you? How do you start an email? Do you say hi or dear or?
Hi.
Yeah, dear would be weird, wouldn't it?
Or hey.
It's not a letter.
Yeah, dear.
Hi.
Hi. If I'm feeling kind of out there, I might say hello.
Hello.
Ooh, you wild thing.
Hello.
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 Hiya. Yeah.
No, I don't think I'd ever say hello. That's weird.
No, I wouldn't say hello.
I'd say hello if I didn't know the person's name. So if I was
maybe,
just a cold
that's
email,
what I mean.
I would say hi team. I always say hi team.
Yeah, me too. It's quite hello. Oh, hello team.
Hello team, yeah.
Yeah.
That's formal.
Okay.
I'm quite
well, you're a formal kind of girl. Yeah.
Okay. Quick mood boosters when you're feeling a bit meh. Can I tell you something? I read the best thing this morning. An influencer I follow had said that she was late to Ted Lasso, and somebody replied to her saying, and she shared it saying, "You're not late to Ted Lasso. He finds you when you're ready for him." And I was like, "Oh my god, it's so true. He does." So my quick mood booster would be Ted Lasso. It's the best thing on TV.
Yeah. Or I sometimes watch Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Reruns, like when I'm feeling a bit down. That and
Grace and Frankie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you not watch Grace and Frankie?
No, I did. I never really got into it. I really.
Oh,
not.
It's so that to me is like a hug in a program. Yeah.
I think, guys, at that point, the chocolate's got to come out. The wine.
I think something alcoholic in there. Yeah,
and some chocolate.
And I know this sounds really like again wanky, but like doing a bit of exercise.
Yeah, I agree.
Like as much as like you may not feel like it, I always might feel a bit better just going for a walk or something, just to feel like you've done something with yourself. Like I've achieved something if I'm feeling, even if I'm feeling crap otherwise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think a walk is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody, Ellie, has said favorite exercise classes, thought on Barry's. I have a new exercise class to recommend.
I saw you went.
Yes, I went. So the lovely Shane, who we've done lots with across Sheerlux over the years, he was originally a Barry's, was he a trainer, was he a founding member, I don't know. Anyway,
master
he then
trainer, I
yeah
believe.
Master trainer, there we go. In America, then set up Cobox. So he is the founder of Cobox. He's no longer associated with them, but it was his brainchild. And he has set up a new workout called Circuit Society, which is sort of where Primrose Hill meets Camden, kind of on the edge of Regent's Park. And it is basically like a much glossier, more slick, more instructor-led F45. So it's basically a circuit class. But I mean, when I like, not many people can get me to exercise, but I you know, die at the seat of a sword or whatever the expression is. Like he's honestly the best trainer. Like if you are like me and you hate exercise and you need a trainer who's going to play like amazing music and really pump you up, I cannot recommend his classes enough. And that's why I've always been
was he like the trainer?
Yeah, so he's not doing every class, but he's there, he's hands-on at the moment. So now he might step away, so I suggest getting in there before he does.
And what I believe is part of it is about, it's not HIIT, it's high intensity resistance training.
Yes, exactly.
HIIT.
Yeah.
Which apparently is the new thing.
Okay, good to know.
Because you cover the high intensity with the strength.
Yeah, exactly. It was a real mix.
It was like dumbbells and things.
So it's kind of on and off sessions. Oh my God, some nasty equipment. An air bike. Use an air bike.
Is that like a what bike?
It is, yeah, exactly, where you like drive it yourself. Mm. I mean, literally, he came over to me in a minute and he was like, "You are cycling backwards." Like, I am honestly so shit at exercise. Like, I was literally.
Yeah, but you've got to start somewhere.
Exactly. Like,
anyway, well done for going. Like, I haven't been.
Do you know what? I've barely worked out in 2 years, so.
If you enjoyed it, that's something.
I did enjoy
it.
And also, they are, more importantly to me, they are opening a boxing studio upstairs in, I think, 5 weeks, bringing back boxing classes. But it's really cool. They have
like, I don't know what they are. Are they hand straps that take your data? So it's not like, it doesn't like come up on a big screen.
Yeah, punch trackers.
Punch trackers. Yeah. So you can track how you've done in the class, like, but without it, it's not public knowledge. It's just for yourself, okay, which good. I am all over. So I might do one or two more here.
Good bit of motivation to like,
And God, I love that. Boxing as a workout. Yeah, I do so much. Too, actually. So I really, really recommend, give them some love. Yeah, he really knows what he's doing. So that's my favorite exercise class at the moment.
Nice.
Polly? Are you working out these days?
Yeah, I actually have picked up the old exercise recently. I went through a phase of not exercising very much. And I was just like, do you know what? I need to do this. Not for like wanting to lose any weight or anything. I just felt like I felt a bit like not very strong, not very fit. And I was like, I actually have felt my best in my life when I've been a bit fitter. So trying to go like 3 times a week, doing some like, I guess it's probably HIIT, just a local gym to me, which is called Sweat Society in Surbiton.
I've heard of that, it's
really great. They just do classes, but they're really intense. It's a really good vibe in there, like everyone's very friendly and
can you walk supportive. There
yeah, walk yeah there in 5 minutes. And I just know so that nice. Like if I had to drive to a gym, I just wouldn't go. So I can walk there in 5 minutes and I love it. And I've been doing a bit more strength training as well, which I'm really enjoying. Like, it's quite satisfying feeling yourself getting stronger. So yeah, that's me, I think.
Great. Nice. Yeah. Anything you're loving at the moment? What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm afraid I haven't been to the gym since before COVID.
But you changed up. You still.
Yeah, as in I work out, but I don't do it
can't
at a gym anymore.
This place. But what do you do? Yeah. What are you doing at the moment?
Peloton. I love Peloton. Oh, yeah, too. I'm really into it. And actually, this weekend, for the first time, I kind of wanted to do a class, but I didn't want to, because I'm conscious at the moment. I'm trying not to do too much cardio at the moment because I think it just doesn't agree with me and like more strength stuff. Mm. And I wanted to do a class, but I didn't want someone like shouting at me. Mm-hmm. And you can do these rides. They're called scenic rides, where you basically like cycle through. I chose the Andalusian mountains.
Oh, wow.
It's so cool.
It's amazing.
Cool. You literally feel like you're there.
That is really cool.
It's so
really
fun. Cool. There's no instructor. You're just It's just music and you can do the resistance and all the thing on your own.
It's lovely.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Really cool. And there's like hundreds to choose from.
Cool.
Like, yeah.
Do you do the like non-cycling classes through the Peloton app?
Yeah.
So you can do the strength
stuff. Strength stuff, yoga, Pilates, bar, meditation, everything.
So nice.
So good.
Yeah. And you can pay for the app without having a bike as well.
Yeah.
So you could just do that in your own time. Which roasting tin book does Tor like the most?
You know what? I use the green, the new barbecue one is really good if you're into barbecue. I think the red one is a classic, but the barbecue one is really good too.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks. So many questions, guys. How is Tor's veg patch coming along? I've started one too, and by no means green fingers. She'll let you know in 6 to 9 months.
The radish. No, actually, the Cos lettuces are doing quite well.
Okay, great. Let's touch on very quickly. There's quite a few questions about Met Ball thoughts. This will have come out quite a few days after the Met Ball, so we won't dwell. But quickly, best dressed, Polly?
It's really hard. Do you know what? I really liked Alexa Strong's dress. I know I don't want to say Hayley, but I thought Alexa looked really beautiful.
Yeah.
In that, very demure, kind of quite understated, but stunning.
Yes, agreed. Yeah. Quite weddingy, but in a nice way.
Yes, I think you're quite right, actually. Yes. Quite wedding. Now I'm thinking about
you're quite a few wedding inspired. I'm thinking of Kylie Jenner.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tor, did you get a chance to look at any of them?
No. Afraid I haven't.
How about you?
I would say Lauren Harrier, I think. Looks beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
Hayley Natch.
Stormzy as well.
That's Stormzy.
Fucking so cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
Super cool.
California girl coming to a church wedding and reception in England. Attire, please. Tor, I feel like you're queen of a pretty dress. What does one wear to a
pretty dress?
Everybody's good at pretty dresses here, but what would you wear if you were going to a classic church wedding and reception in England?
I feel if you're from California and you really want to go all out, I feel you could even like get something in your hair, like a nice headband or like make it super British.
Mm. Hat situation.
If you feel you can pull it off. Yeah. I think I love the hair, like a strong... Like, not fascinated, but like a strong headband look.
India wore to your wedding.
Mm. Yes.
An amazing a headband with netting over her face, which I can't remember where it was from. Mm. It might have been A1 Golding.
Yeah.
Can't remember. Anyway, it was super. Yeah. If you're bold with a simple silky dress, if you are bold enough to pull it off.
Yes.
It's a real look. Isn't
really
it?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. But I think I would just go all out, really.
Yeah.
Agreed. You can.
Polly? Mm. Any advice?
I was trying to think about the etiquette around like covering your like shoulders and stuff for like a church wedding. Like, is that still a thing? I wouldn't want to wear anything too like revealing.
Yeah.
But if it is quite traditional, like British church wedding, then I would maybe like, or wear something with a sleeve. But you can get stuff with such good sleeves now.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that has to be boring.
I was browsing for
Oh, I still don't have my bridesmaid's dress sorted, guys. We'll talk about that. I won't bore podcast listeners with that again. Anyway, but I was looking at Anna Mason's website this morning and that pink dress I sent you, Taurus, you would love this dress. It's like pink, but like a dusty pink. Quite broadery, like kind of big broadery details. Yeah, with like a round neck, and it's got a big, I love when it's a puff sleeve, but then it's slim on this one.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then it's quite tiered, and it's got her big kind of signature black bow across my, I mean, it is that amazing. Really cool. And then there's another really beautiful, colourful one. I mean, if you've got budget to spend, Anna Mason is, you really can't go wrong. But if not, I mean, there's plenty of pretty floral dress on the high street. Ghost, you can't really go wrong with Ghost, can you?
No, absolutely.
Actually, the one I have my eye on her is like a vampire's wife, and it has really like long sleeves.
That's a good idea. Yeah, vampire's wife is just, amazing.
You wore Vampire's Wife to a wedding last year, didn't
you? I did, and like, I felt so fabulous in it. And it's the perfect thing to rent because I don't know that I would feel comfortable like wearing it to another event if I had bought it, but I felt fucking amazing in it on the day, so worth it.
There are lots of questions on bras and the right bras to wear for different events. I will send you in the direction of the wedding edition because we ran last month in April's wedding edition. The best underwear solutions, and there's literally every type of bra from like that incredible tit tape that literally pulls your boobs like over your shoulders and I mean literally everything. So have a look there. We did a really comprehensive roundup. We also on Sheer Luxe, maybe towards the end of last year, ran a
like
kind
a party
of yeah like a party one. Season
yeah
exactly hacks. So that's got everything from like, again, different types of tapes to stick on bras, and there's a little bit of everything there. Yes, so check those out.
And what about that really cool brand that you featured? We've done, was it Nudea? That like the one that sends you the tape?
Yes, and they're really clever.
If you're looking for more like a functional bra, exactly, as opposed to like a solution.
Yes, Nudea are trying to kind of reinvent the process of measurements. And how, I mean, I don't know about you guys, when you last got measured, I think I've been measured twice in my life.
No, I couldn't tell you the last time I got measured.
Yeah. Dreadful. Anyway, so they will send you a tape and there's a kind of online consultation and you can do it all from home, and then make sure you're wearing the right bra.
I actually need to try that because I tried the other day, I was like, I needed to get my boobs fitted.
Yeah.
And I tried to like find like some tutorial online. It was like, you're a 28F. I was like, well, that's obviously not right.
Can you still walk into an M&S or a journalist and have your boobs measured? Can you?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I remember I learned how to do it because I used to work in mothercare when I was like 17, and we used to have to do like bra measurements for mums and stuff, and it's quite interesting to find out like how they do it. But yeah, I'm pretty sure you can just like walk into. How often do you think you should have your bra fitted?
Oh, you're supposed to do it once a year.
If not more often.
Actually, do you know where do it as well as Victoria's Secret?
Oh yeah, that's probably
because your boobs do fluctuate, so even if you don't think they do, they really do.
But I don't wear proper bras, which I think, I know is probably really bad, but I literally only wear like sports bra crop tops.
Do you not wear wire with wire?
No,
never. I wear elastic. I can't stand wires anymore. Like,
you never wear wire? Do you wear wire?
No.
I've got really pert boobs. Like, I actually do. I'm quite lucky.
Well, that's great.
I'm screwing myself for the future.
No, do you know what I think? Like, why you haven't pert, make the most of it.
They're just so comfy.
They're comfortable. And if they are defying gravity currently, then...
Yeah. And I feel like tech has come on so much that you can get a wireless one now that is still really, really supportive.
Exactly. So I've been wearing the Skims one. And honestly, shout out to Skims. Feel my t-shirt. This is Skims. Honestly, feel it, Tor.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Honestly, all of their stuff is, I'm obsessed. It's so hard to find. I'm hoping that when I'm in America, I can find their white t-shirts because they are literally gold dust.
Is that from Selfridges?
Netta Porter, this one was on, but they sell them in Selfridges as well. And I've started buying their crop tops as well. Like,
really comfy.
So comfortable. Oh, nice. I really, really rate it.
Love that. Lovely.
Yeah. Are Chanel dad's handles over? Not according
Hell
to
Hell no.
Flo says saving for a house and also wanting to live life. I mean.
I hear you.
Ugh. I think just you have to go slow.
You can't do
one and not the other. So pick
and just treat yourself to small things. Yeah. Like saving is one thing, but you know, buying a 50 quid top or something is another. Like, you can still enjoy it.
Exactly. I feel like there's a triad of things in life where like one is fun, one is like clothes and, you know, material things, and the other is like, you know, sensible things you need to save for. And I almost feel like you have to choose two out of the triad, not, you can't have all three.
That's nice.
You know,
wise. Yeah, you're so right. I also think you can make small adjustments to your everyday, like you know, don't have a takeaway and don't, you know, just do this, or, you know, take your lunch to work. Like those small everyday adjustments will, those amounts will contribute to one of those other.
So depressing though, isn't it? When people are like, well, if you just stop having a coffee every day, then you'd say that.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm like,
that.
Yeah, but I really love having a coffee every day.
And actually, I always remember Dolly Alderton saying on, I always want to call it Pan Dolly, what's it called? On the High Low, that's always the advice that you should just, but she was like, but that is so important to my mental health. Yeah. I mean, all I thought about from the minute I woke up until the minute I went and got a coffee today was the coffee.
Yeah.
So I think you have to do things that are going to keep you sane.
Those little things that, you know, keep you sane. I think they're worth keeping. It's almost like worth like not going out for dinner on like one night if it means that you can have like the coffee every day.
In like little bits throughout the week. Yeah,
because like sometimes that's just like, right, well, I've got to get up and I've got to go to work. And if you're like, you know, it's a hard day, but that coffee is what keeps you going. Then you can have it.
Have the coffee.
Have the damn coffee.
Karen says, life with a dog for those of us contemplating getting one.
Oh, so yeah, I mean, you'll kind of identify it. The first couple of weeks are, you'll be like, what the fuck have I done? But now having one, honestly, the joy I have and I get and receive from my dog is just beyond. I love it so much and I would never trade him for anything in the world.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, those first 3 weeks were like, the worst 3 weeks of my life. I've literally never regretted it anymore.
Yeah, it's full on. Yeah. I was talking to Sarah Corbett Window when I saw her on Friday because she's just got an adorable little sausage dog. Yeah. And she was just like, it's hard work, isn't it? Like, and I was like, it is, but it gets easier very quickly. And they pick things up and, you know, it's fine. They get trained and stuff and then they're just wonderful.
It is like the single biggest source of joy in my life.
Yeah, me too. Like, I just love on a Saturday morning, lying in my bed, my dog's just here in the crook of my arm, just having a snug. And I just love it.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Tor, would you consider having a dog?
No, not a dog.
No.
I'm not prepared for the commitment.
No, that is the thing I'd say.
I can't deal with the commitment.
It's slightly screwing my life a little bit now. We're both back at work. We've had to book him into daycare every day this week.
Yeah, but then I also feel like if you have children already, then getting a dog, I think you can absolutely handle because you understand the life change. And I think if you're contemplating having children, then getting a dog is a good little practice run.
Yes. Because, stepping stone.
Yeah, it is a stepping stone. Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, you kind of decide, okay, do you think, could I handle more commitment than this? If you think no, then maybe don't have children.
Hard no. I think we'll get another dog.
Do you?
Yeah. Not like, maybe not this year, but next year.
Oh, that's exciting.
Would you get a puppy?
What, and so, another another beagle?
No, I'd like a lab, but we'd like to rescue one.
Yeah, I think I'd rescue.
I feel sort of bad that we didn't rescue in the first
place. No, I disagree. I think a lot of people, they really shame people into not rescuing, but it is a big undertaking. And if you've never had a dog, I think sometimes actually, you know, it's not as simple as adopting.
Yeah,
I think, you know, you get a puppy and you know what you're getting.
You're starting
from scratch. And then when you feel more confident, rescue a dog. Like, I feel quite strongly, and like, this is coming from a person that, like, my mum rescues dogs and she's very much just like, it's not for everyone. It's not as simple as just adopt a dog because they come with a lot of issues a lot of the time.
That's true. That's very good advice. I have seen that, it's super sad. It's something like 50% more dogs have been put up for adoption this year than in previous years because of the cost of living crisis.
I thought you meant like post-COVID.
Well, I think a bit of both, but particularly the cost of living that people can't, is so awful. People can't afford to look after their dogs anymore, which is terrible. But it does mean then potentially that the ones, dogs that are being rehomed aren't being rehomed less because of their behavioural issues, so perhaps it might be easier going forward to adopt, but sadly even more dogs to be adopted, so
I know.
And then there's all those sad Romanian dogs. I mean, honestly, I am one wild by heart away from adopting something from like Belgravia.
Bulgaria.
We want to get a cat, that's our next.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. I think cats are good because you can, they're very dependent.
God, I was on a Zoom call with someone the other day and she was it was a big meeting and she was stroking her cat and someone was like, oh, you know, your cat's sweet. And she was like, oh, it's not mine. I don't even know whose cat this is. She just walks into my window. She said, I have cuddles with her every single day. Aww. She comes in, I don't know what her name is,
nice.
We have a stroke and then off she goes. Aww. So sweet.
Affection. And you're like, oh, bye.
What exactly? Okay, last question. Thank you all so much for all your questions. There are so many. But last question for today. Natalie says, phone addiction. Really starting to notice it in myself. I am as well.
Me too.
It's so bad. What do you do? I feel like you're going to have some good tips for how to put down your phone or how to curb that.
Every night at 9, I turn on airplane mode.
Do you not get really... I just get really scared of, like, God forbid, something terrible happening and not being contactable.
Yeah.
Does Tim keep his on?
Yeah.
So there's always
If something worse happened, I feel like they'd call him.
Yeah.
You know, but
Like you are contactable, basically.
Yeah. And I'll tell my phone on at 6. So if something does happen overnight, I'll see it and like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's just my fear. But also people live for like a very long time without... Like whenever I think, oh, my mum always leaves her phone at home and always stresses me out. But then I'm like, well, for years and years and years before our lifetime, people went out without phones and everybody survived. Polly,
It is hard.
Any tips? I mean, your life, when your career is through your phone, essentially.
It's very difficult. Not to, you know. I think I probably could do with exercising some more boundaries on it because I think it's very easy for me to be like, oh, well, it's work. So I need to be on my phone. But actually a lot of the time I'm just like, mindlessly scrolling. I think hearing from other people, like the, you know, no phone from 9 p.m. or something, which to me feels wildly early because I go to bed at like 11.
Then you could do 10.
Yeah, I could do 10.
What do you do? You do an hour before bed, basically.
An hour before bed would be good. I also think probably putting those, you know, so how some people have like the time limits. I feel like you can just ignore them, but maybe that's a good way to try and do it. And then just, I don't know, I did do... Years ago, I did like 2 weeks with no social media, no WhatsApp, nothing.
2 weeks?
Two whole weeks. And it was for like a feature, actually. And at first, I found it extremely difficult because I think it's literally just habitual. Like when you are bored or your mind has nothing else to think about, I just reach for my phone. And it's like retraining your brain to not just reach for your phone when you're bored. So I wonder if like having a literally cold turkey for two weeks or like a week even... And then just your brain, then you reach for a book instead, perhaps. Yeah. You know,
but you probably do need that extended period where you can't just do it for like 2 days.
Yeah, I think probably at least a week is probably.
But how many times have I done that on holiday? I like always delete Instagram at the beginning of a holiday. And 24 hours later, I'm like, I'm back.
I know.
I just get really bored.
We say to each other, I just really like keeping up with other people's lives.
Yeah.
Is that such a crime?
Exactly. But so I'm interviewing Stephen Bartlett this afternoon, and which is very exciting. And so I was reading his book in preparation, and Happy Sexy Millionaire, and in it he's done a lot of research about kind of our kind of assumptions about what makes us happy and the kind of rat race that we're all on, and how, you know, how kind of striving for happy sexy millionaire status like isn't really what's right for us, blah blah, blah. And he kind of delves into a lot of scientific studies, and one of them was saying that we are like 95% that basically we are better adapted as humans today to caveman lifestyle, which we're like 95% developed away from, than we are for this technological led lifestyle that we have now. Like we'd be better off going back to like the way that our brains work.
Our brains have not developed enough to
consume what we consume. Right. Exactly. And to be as engaged with digital content as we are. Like we're better off going back to like caves.
Kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like things technologically have moved on so far, but actually we have not developed to catch up.
Yeah. Like that has really stayed with me. Mm. Like, ooh, this is like genuinely really bad for my development.
Mm. Interesting.
Anyway. So maybe just remember that when you're mindlessly scrolling, perhaps.
God, I need to do it.
I know. Anyway. So we just wrapped up the podcast. We were just sat here having a little natter. I did my outro. Polly opened her Instagram. What's Georgie done?
So I just noticed Georgie Coleridge Cole tagged me in a post, and it is Georgie with her newly purchased, I presume, Chanel dad sandals with the hashtag "A girl reserves the right to change her mind."
Oh my god!
Yes, I am actually so. I mean, I'm proud of you, Georgie. You've come around, but wow, I never thought I'd see the day.
I'm honestly mouth agape. She's at Polly Sayer, I blame you, hashtag I take it back.
That
honestly,
I'd have when you were just saying that.
So funny. So she has gone for the white raffia.
She's got a story as well.
They're the ones that Lou bought. Yeah. They're not actually yours.
No, they're not.
At Polly Sayer, the trolls will love this. I'm going to troll her. Outrageous.
Absolutely outrageous. But you know, I'm so here for it. And I'm actually really here for that outfit that she's put them with.
I think they're excellent shoes. And I always think she'd look amazing.
She looks so good in them.
She should have committed long before this.
Wow.
How funny.
I am shook.
Wow.
Shook.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Anyway, that's a little addendum for you.
Over and out.
Over and out. All right. I think we'll leave it there. Thanks both so much. Thank you for all your questions. I'm so sorry we didn't get a chance to answer all of them. If you have anything burning, then do email podcast@sherlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget to look out for the question box every Sunday on our social media. And don't forget to like, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.